We have certain provisions in our Code of Corrections that provide if a person is arrested for a possession of controlled substance, possession of methamphetamine, heroin, fentanyl, other drugs, that they can avoid a felony conviction. We have first offender drug probation, second chance probation, the offender initiative program. And all of these tools assist those in the court system with getting treatment for the individual who is arrested. And oftentimes there is at least an initial period of incarceration in a county jail to assist that person with coming off of the drugs before they go to treatment. My concern with defelonizing all controlled substances and methamphetamine is that we will remove those incentives for treatment, that we will lead to people not getting the treatment they need, and that it will cause individuals to continue to violate the law and worsen their addiction.